Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
What is it, dear? What do you want?
Dear, I just been in the garage. Who has been at my tools?
Well, I wouldn't touch them. I know what an old grouch you are about them.
Wally! Wally, where are you?
I don't know. I can't keep track
of this.
Well, if you're right there, didn't you hear me?
He had the washing machine going.
Yeah, I put my new blue jeans in there again to make them look old.
Well, Wally, how many times have I told you boys to stay out of my tools?
Well, a couple million times, I guess.
Then where is my rake?
Gee, I wouldn't take it. I don't want to get clobbered.
Ward Beaver has it. He has a job raking leaves over at Miss Lander's house.
Oh, that's right. I told him last night he could take it.
Yeah, you did all that shouting for nothing.
Yeah, Dad, it sure is a shame you wasted that nice big mat like this.
Oh, don't worry about it. I can always use the practice.
Hey, Mom, how much is Miss Landers paying the Beaver to rake leaves?
I don't know, Wally. All I know is he and Whitey are doing the job together.
He's always had a crush on his teacher. Why, I bet he'd do it for her for nothing.
Oh, I don't know about that, Wally.
You don't think he spent half an hour this morning cleaning out his ears for Whitey Whitney, do you?
Pretty neat breaking leaves, huh, Whitey?
Yeah, it's okay. But what if some of the guys saw us working in a teacher's yard?
So what? We get paid, aren't we?
Yeah, but they don't know that. They might think we're... You know.
What do you mean, you know?
You know. Buttering her up.
My father once told me, doesn't matter what other people think of you, it's what you think of yourself that counts. Do you ever think of yourself, Whitey?
Yeah, I sometimes think of myself. But it doesn't usually turn out so good.
Yeah. Hey, you think Miss Landers will come out of the house and talk to us?
How do I know? You kind of like Miss Landers, don't you?
Sure. She's a neat teacher. And she's pretty. And she's fair. And she smells good. And she's always doing neat things.
Sure she is. You don't catch me falling for that kind of junk.
Hey, Whitey, will you go around back and get a basket for the ladies?
I don't like going in backyards. A lady threw a bucket of water at me once.
Well, there's no lady back there.
Okay.
Hi, Sonny.
Hello, mister. Are you looking for somebody?
I sure am.
Are you looking for Miss Landers?
How'd you guess? Hi, Alice.
Hi, Tom.
Well, sir.
Where do I get my racket?
Fine.
Beaver, are you doing a good job?
Yes, Miss Landers.
Say, I don't believe I've met your gardener, have I, dear?
Oh, I'm sorry, Tom. Theodore Cleaver, this is Thomas Brittingham.
How do you do, Theodore?
Glad to meet you.
Tom's my fiancé.
Yes, ma'am.
Beaver, when you and Whitey finish here, you'll find your money on the kitchen table. And there's some milk in the refrigerator, and I left out some cookies for you.
Well, I guess Alice knows what you little fellas like, huh, Teddy?
Yes, Mr. Brittingham.
Bye-bye, Beaver.
Bye, Ted.
Hey, Beaver.
What, Whitey?
Wasn't that Miss Landers getting in the car with her legs all sticking out?
I don't know. I wasn't looking. What car?
The car with that guy driving it.
Don't be goofy. What would Miss Landers be doing in a car with a guy in it?
Yeah. That's what the leaves in here. What'd you do that for? I'm just mad at leaves, that's all.
Hey, Mom, how come I got stuck to help you with the dishes instead of Dan?
Wally, it's not a matter of being stuck. You should be very happy to do some work around the house to contribute to the welfare of the family.
Oh, you mean like a wagon train, huh? Where they all chip in to kill the Indians?
That's the general idea. You have a date tonight, Wally?
Yeah, I'm taking Mary Ellen Rogers to the movies. Well, I sure hope she doesn't smell these fancy soap suds on me. She's liable to think I'm putting on a dog or something. Hey, Mom, where's Dan?
In a den. Beaver asked him to help him with some homework words.
Are you kidding, Mom? He never did homework on Saturday night. Either he's going flaky or he's up to something.
All right, Beav, what's the next word?
Satellite.
Well, you know what a satellite is. It's a body that orbits around another one.
Yes, sir. Transistor.
A transistor is a sort of radio tube, but it's very small. You see, they replace the regular one so that...
Fiancé. Huh? Fiancé.
Well, I haven't finished with transistor yet.
You finished enough for me, Dad. What's a fiancé?
Fiancé? Do you by any chance mean fiancé?
Well, I mean like when somebody's a fiancé to somebody else. What does it mean?
Oh, well, that means that they're engaged.
Like when Mom engaged that lady to do the laundry?
No, not exactly. It means engaged to be married.
Does it ever mean anything else?
No. My fiancé is someone who's engaged to be married.
Then I must have the wrong word. Because a person I'm thinking of would never do anything like that.
What kind of homework is this, anyway?
It's a new kind of homework that you think up yourself.
Oh.
Well, we finished in the kitchen. You finished in here?
Yes, Mom. We're all finished in here.
Well, you shouldn't help Beaver with his homework if you're going to upset him.
I wasn't upsetting him. I was just giving him the meaning of those words.
Oh. Well, no words on there.
Gee, Dad, what's the matter?
Beaver was just reading from a list with no words on it.
You see, Mom, I told you he was going flaky.
Well, do you know that Beaver's been up in his room this whole evening and I haven't heard a sound out of him?
Yeah, I know. When a boy spends a whole Saturday evening without having to be told to stop whatever he's doing, it just doesn't seem right.
Honey, maybe we ought to go up there.
I get it. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Cleaver. This is Whitey Whitney. I wonder if I could talk to Beaver, if you're not busy yelling at him or anything.
Why, yes, I think so. Just a minute, I'll call him. Beaver, telephone.
Okay, Dad.
He'll be right here. It's that little friend of Beaver's. You know, the one who always talks like he's just been frightened by something.
Whitey Whitney?
Precisely.
Thanks, Dad. Hello? Oh, hi, Whitey.
Hey, Beaver. Did you get the Sunday paper yet?
Gee, no, Whitey. We never get tomorrow's paper until tomorrow.
Yeah. We always get tomorrow's paper tonight. My pop said you'd rather read tomorrow's stuff tonight instead of waiting till tomorrow.
Yeah. What's up?
There's something in the paper about Miss Landers.
There is?
Yeah, and it's real horrible. You want I should tell you tonight, or do you want to wait till tomorrow and see it yourself?
I think I better wait until tomorrow.
Don't even want I should give you a hint?
No, I don't want you should do that. Yeah, well, so long.
Wait, why do you want Beaver?
Nothing.
Well, he must have wanted something or he wouldn't have phoned you.
Oh, he just wanted to tell me that his papa always gets tomorrow's paper today.
Beaver sees this.
Local girl to wed.
I didn't want to show it to you while your brother was in here, Beaver.
Boy, Whitey, I never thought Miss Landers would go and do anything like this.
It's right there in the printing. They announced to be thrilling and everything.
Yeah, I guess that's even worse than being a fiancé.
You know, when my brother got married, they had a picture in the paper of his wife just like that. Only she was wearing a whole lace dress that cost $200.
$200?
Yeah, and my mother said it would have been better to put the money towards furniture.
You know, Whitey, after Miss Landers gets married and then comes and starts teaching our class, I don't think I can do it.
Do what?
Call her Mrs. Brittingham.
How come?
Well, a teacher should not be a Mrs.
Our principal, Mrs. Rayburn, is a Mrs. That's what everybody calls her.
Well, sure. But it's different with Mrs. Rayburn. She came to us with a Mrs. already on her.
Yeah.
Hey, Whitey, after your brother got married, he and his wife had some babies, didn't they?
Sure. And I'm a two-time uncle, even.
You think Miss Landers might have any babies?
Sure she might.
Boy, Whitey, all these years I've been thinking teachers were something special. Well, now they turn out to be nothing but parents.
Wally! Beaver, hurry up! You're gonna be late! Where's the Beaver?
Well, gee, Mom, he's sick.
Well, he wasn't sick at breakfast.
I don't think it was anything you cooked for him, Mom. When he came up to get his books, all of a sudden he crawled back in bed.
Oh. Well, honey, you run on to school and I'll go up and see what's wrong.
Okay, Mom. I don't know why he should want to be sick, though. He's got all his homework done and everything.
Mom. Bye. Beaver's sick. He went back to bed.
Oh, well, he's probably been coming down with something all weekend. Want me to go up and see what's wrong?
Oh, no, honey. I'll take his temperature, and if I think it's anything serious, I'll call the doctor.
Sick on Monday morning. You know, I remember when I was a boy.
Dear, won't you be late for the office?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Have a nice day. Beaver, aren't you going to eat anything?
Gee, no, Mom. I don't feel like it.
Well, you don't have a temperature. Does your stomach hurt?
No, it just kind of feels like it wants to stay empty.
You have a headache?
Uh-uh.
Well, do you have a pain anywhere?
I just kind of feel like that time when my turtle died.
Beaver, are you sure you're not in some kind of trouble at school, and that's why you don't want to go?
I'm really sick, Mom. Honest, I am.
Well, all right, honey, you stay in bed today. Then we'll talk about school tomorrow. All right?
Okay, Mom. I'm sorry I couldn't eat my soup. Maybe you can freeze it up and give it to Wally for supper.
Oh, I don't think so, Beaver. You rest now, Beaver.
Miss Landers. Mrs. Cleaver, I wondered if anything was wrong with Theodore this morning.
No, he just doesn't feel too well, so I thought I'd keep him home in bed today. I'm sure he'll be back in school tomorrow.
Oh, well, I thought on my way home this afternoon I could drop off his homework assignment and his new arithmetic book. I wouldn't want him to get behind the rest of the class.
Oh, well, that would be fine, Miss Landers. I know Beaver'd be happy to see you.
All right, see you this afternoon.
Thank you. Bye.
Come on, Beaver, hurry up and drink the orange juice. Mom wants to wash out the dirty glass. Hey, Beav, you're not sick in the head, and you're not sick in the stomach. What kind of sick are you anyway?
I don't know, Wally. I just feel awful than I ever felt before.
Oh, come on, Beav, you can tell me what's the matter. I won't laugh or anything.
Well, it's something to do with Miss Landers.
You mean Miss Landers, the teacher that you're always acting mushy about?
Yeah. You know what she went and did?
She what?
She went and got fiancé up to get married.
Boy, is that all? I thought she croaked or something.
She's gonna marry a guy named Brittingham when he plays tennis. And when he calls her dear, and he even went and called me Teddy.
Well, what are you gonna do about it, Beav? You're gonna have to go to school sometime.
Yeah. But I'm just not gonna look at her again as long as I live.
Boy, how do you think you're gonna get through the fifth grade without looking at your teacher? What are you gonna do, wear a bag over your head?
It's not funny, Wally.
Yeah, I guess I know how you feel. Once there was this movie called Roman Holiday, and I kind of got a crush on that Audrey Hepburn.
You mean that skinny lady in the movies?
Yeah, but that was a long time ago, before she got old.
Well, I don't care if I ever see Miss Landers again after what she went and did to me. Well, I might even go to a different school or something.
Well, Beaver.
Beaver, look who's here to see you. Hello, Beaver. Well, Beaver, aren't you going to say hello to Miss Landers?
Hello, Miss Landers.
How are you, Wally? I hear you're doing very well in high school.
Oh, thanks a lot, Miss Landers. It's real nice to hear stuff like that.
Beaver, Miss Landers brought you your homework assignment. She brought you a book. Wally, why don't you and I go downstairs, huh?
Well, sure, Mom. Well, good luck, Beef. it was real nice to have seen you again, Miss Landers.
Well, how are we today, Beaver?
Not so good.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have a new arithmetic book, and our assignment is right here. But, Beaver, you're not even looking at it.
No, ma'am, I'm not.
What's wrong, Beaver?
Like Mom said, I'm sick.
Now, Beaver, I've known you a long time now. And I think it's something else. Now, do you want to tell me what it is?
This is what it is.
This is what upset you?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Beaver, lots of people get engaged and get married.
Yeah, but I never thought you'd go and do anything like that.
Beaver, a teacher has as much right as anyone to fall in love and get married.
Oh, gee, now you're making it worse.
Beaver, I think you've built up a picture of me that no one could live up to.
Gee, you were living up to it real good. And then I saw you in that tennis suit. That guy called you dear. Said in the paper you were betrothed. And Whitey said you might even have babies.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Gee, I wouldn't want anyone to see in tennis pants. Or go to school and hear the kids whispering and giggling about you getting married. Having babies and everything.
Beaver, let me tell you something. Falling in love and getting married are nothing to be ashamed of. It's the people who do the giggling and the whispering that should be ashamed of themselves. Now, do you think you understand that?
Ooh. Yeah, I guess so.
And even if I am a teacher, don't you think I'm entitled to be happy?
Yeah, I want you to be happy. I just wish there was some other way you could do it.
Beaver, you're going to like my husband. He's a wonderful person, and you'll get along with him just fine. Oh, and he played football in college. And after we're married, I want you to come over and rake the lawn the way you always have.
No fooling? Would you really want me to?
Yes, I would, Beaver.
Miss Landers, when people get married, they stand up and make a whole lot of promises, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Well, do you think you'd get Mr. Brittingham to promise not to call me Teddy?
I think you can count on that, Beaver.
Thanks, Miss Landers.
Shall we get to our homework?
Sure, Miss Landers.
June? June, I'm home.
Hi, dear. What's that? Diamonds? Rubies?
Ice cream. I remember when Beaver was a little fellow, he used to always ask for ice cream when he was sick. Well, how is he tonight?
Oh, he's fine. I found out what was wrong with him. Beaver's been disappointed in love.
What, at his age? You're kidding.
Well, he had quite a crush on Miss Landers.
Miss Landers?
Yes, and now she's running out on him and getting married.
Oh, well, no wonder he didn't want to go to school.
Well, it's all straightened out now. She came over and she had quite a talk with him. He's even planning to go to the wedding.
Yeah. Well, even so, I think we'd better just give him his ice cream and say nothing about it.
Is that what your parents would have done if they found out you had a crush on your teacher?
Well, of course not. They'd have put me to bed and started dosing me with that evil-tasting tonic.
What are you looking at me like that for?
Oh, I was just thinking about you, Beaver. No, you've really got it rough.
It's not so rough. I'm eating ice cream.
Well, I don't mean now. I mean, all the junk that happened to you over the weekend. You get a big crush on your teacher, you meet her boyfriend, you find out she's engaged, and you crawl back in bed and act like you're sick.
Gee, Wally, when you were my age, didn't stuff like that ever happen to you?
Well, I suppose so. I guess when you get grown up, you forget about all those dumb things that happened when you were a kid.
Well, I hope when I'm grown up, I won't forget about this.
Sure you'll forget about it. A couple of years, you go to high school, and then you go to college, you meet a whole bunch of girls. You'll probably marry one, and you'll have a whole bunch of kids and a job and everything. If you met Miss Landers on the street, she'd be an old lady maybe 40 years old and probably wouldn't even recognize her.
See, Wally, what you going to say that for? Can't you let me get over the weekend before you mess up my whole life?